Good day, everybody. Welcome back to the Friday edition of the Read About It podcast. It's Friday. I'm Reed, and this is About It. And the first thing you're probably going to notice today is, hey, Reed, your voice is about three octaves lower than it normally is. Yeah, it's the time of the year, especially with the weather going up and down the way it is, and it raining and being dry, that pretty much about 85% of the people you meet on the street are sick in one way or another. Allergies, sinuses, if not that, then they're coming off of the flu or a bout of whooping cough or whatever they got. And yet everybody is sick. Everybody's sneezing. Everybody's walking around with Kleenexes and nose sprays. And I'm certainly amongst them. But the one good thing about this that I always liked when I was working in radio, this is the time of the year when I always cut my radio demos, because the sinuses, when they dry out, it's very unpleasant, but I do get major market radio voice out of the deal. So this is the time of year when I get to do my summer movie blockbuster jokes, and most of the year I'm just, hey, look what's coming up in sports. But this time of the year, I've got the Stay Tuned for Fog hat, the Allman Brothers, and some Doors before the top of the hour. Here's some ZZ Top with LaGrange on your home for the best in album rock. I got that guy's voice. So I got that going for me, which is nice. If you have your summer movie blockbuster trailers you'd like me to narrate for you, this would be a good time for that. Hey, a quick look at what's going on in the world of pop culture, because that's what we do here. That's what we love. I really, really, really want to stop caring about Britney Spears, but they won't stop telling me about her. I'm totally Spears fatigued. I really am. I don't care anymore. The next thing that will happen will be either the Playboy shoot, the sex tape, or the obituary notice. And at this point, there's nothing I can do to affect her career down any of those paths. It's just, it's not going to end well, but they won't stop talking about it too. So, it will be interesting, but only from a freak show kind of standpoint. The writer's strike is finally over. Saturday Night Live will be back this week. There's all sorts of new shows coming back out. NBC, now two things about NBC. They've canceled Las Vegas, which somebody forgot to tell me was still on the air. It made 100 episodes. They had the celebration for it last month, and then they canceled it. If you cancel a show that nobody watches, does it make a sound, is my question here. 100 episodes. And Arrested Development got like 50. Yeah. But anyway, NBC, the main thing that they did this week, they are not going to do the big fall lineup that they've done, every network has done every year since the beginning of television, basically. The big fall back-to-school rollout of all the new programming. They're not going to do it. And I think that's a good idea. I mean, remember growing up, all the shows were new in the fall, and it was very exciting, but you had to sit through 3 months of summer where nothing was new. Everything was a rerun. There's no point in that anymore. We're too impatient for that. So I think that's a good idea. I remember almost 20 years ago when Fox had the great idea, and bear in mind, they were brand new, so it was a great idea born of desperation, but they put new programming on over the summer, and that's how we all became in love with 90210. And Brenda lost her virginity over that summer, and gosh darn it, it was just amazing. And I still don't understand the whole David Silver character or how he got the women that he did in the later episodes of the show. But I digress. I'll waste a whole show talking about Tiffany Amber Thiessen in one of these days. And anyway, so that's out the window. I'd like to see them do something like they do on FX, where you have 13 weeks of a really good show, and then it goes away, and you have 13 of another really good show. You don't have to worry about reruns. You don't have to worry about catching up. Just climb on board and take off. So I think that's something it's a good idea, and I'm surprised they haven't officially done away with it yet before. Dennis Miller's hosting a new game show. Absentia? Insomnia? I don't remember what it's called, but yeah, Dennis Miller. At one of these days, I'll spend an hour and a half talking about Dennis Miller. I mean, it's a guy that I idolized, and now he's at that Will Host for Food portion of his career. It's kind of sad. I mean, he's a bad hat away from being Chevy Chase at this point. Only other thing that caught my eye this week, Nip Tuck. We have reached two things. I didn't get to do this last week, but after the last two episodes of Nip Tuck, I think we've reached the final taboo. Pretty much any sexual deviance of any sort you can think of in the first 3 or 4 years of the show, we've got it now. Threesomes, foursomes, midgets, underage, overage, incest. We've added that one. I don't know what's left to shock us with. And the ending of the show, it didn't seem like the ending of a season to me. It just seemed like the show just kind of stopped, sort of Sopranos-ish. But they got to come back next year. So, wholly unsatisfying ending to what was a pretty good season, I think, for Nip Tuck. And we're getting ready now for the return of Dirt, which for some reason I'm excited about. Yeah, I'm not sure why, but I did enjoy it when it was on, and I've caught the rerun. So that's going to do it for the podcast this week. I will go take some lozenges and warm beverages and try to soothe the throats, and we'll be back next Friday with more. As always, feel free to send us some emails, leave comments here at the blog, or send the emails to snowfire51, S-N-O-W-F-I-R-E, 51, at gmail.com. For you listeners of the podcast, I certainly do appreciate it. That is it for the Friday edition. We'll be back next Friday. Until then, Seacrest out.